You are now listening to the Walking Leader podcast, episode number 229.
Happy New Year, everyone. I'm your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader, and I welcome you to episode 229 of the Walking Leader podcast. I created this podcast with the understanding and intention that it's to be used as an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Now, without any further delay, let's get this episode started. Welcome again, everyone. This episode is self-leadership and self-evaluation. Let's get going. The concept of self-leadership is based on taking the initiative and being proactive. A self-leader is intentionally influencing their own thoughts, their feelings, their actions towards achieving their goals and objectives, whether they are personal or professional or both. You, the leader, the individual, must take that first, second, and third, and every step after that towards achieving those objectives and goals. There's no two ways around it. You got to do it. Now, when it comes to self-evaluation is described as the process of looking at oneself in order to assess the aspects that are important to one's identity. It is one of the motives that drive self-evaluation, along with self-verification and, of course, self-enhancement. So there you go. That's kind of what it's defined as. Alrighty. Now, as a self-leader, you must not only be doing what it takes to keep moving forward, but you should also keep your eye on the compass to ensure that you're still on track, that you're still on course. It's non-negotiable. Now, while you're on your journey, and while we are on our leadership development journey, we are always going to be challenged. We definitely have, there's challenges everywhere, and they come from family, they come from friends, they come from coworkers, peers, colleagues, and of course, they come from ourselves, from within ourselves, and countless other variables that are impacting us constantly and consistently. Thus, taking the time to honestly and authentically evaluate ourselves is truly the only way I know to know where we are and where we're going and just how far we are from where we're going, from our destination. And is a course correction needed? You got to figure that out too, because sometimes we get off course and we got to figure it out. And we get, the sooner we identify a course correction, the better off we're going to be. Now, additionally, through self-evaluation, we can also, reevaluate the journey we're on, whether we need to continue the journey or it's time to shift over to something different. And definitely the sooner the better before it's too late. And what do I mean by too late? Well, let's just say you're in college, you're at university, and you've determined that ancient Mesozoic underwater basking weaving is not your thing. And you want to change your major. And you change your major, and that's fine, you know, especially when you're a freshman or a sophomore. But, and here's where the too late comes in, and it's one of those. I mean, you can still do it, but when you're a second semester junior or you're already a senior and you're ready to graduate, you got your ring, everything's set, the date's been set, the whole nine yards, then, you know, is it too late? I mean, more than likely not. I mean, you know, the ability to change your major might not be the best thing to do, especially you've gone this far, but unless you have the time and the money, the funds, otherwise, you know, you might want to just really give changing your major a second thought because it might not be feasible. But I digress. When should you self-evaluate? Well, folks, it's real simple. There's no better time than today. Right here, right now, as you're listening to me, get out a piece of paper and start writing a couple of things down. Ask yourself some questions. See, of course, you should always be self-evaluating yourself, you know, but, you know, people do it once a year and they usually do it right now. So again, that's why I say take it out now, with no time's better than now. But there's others, and maybe you do it once a quarter, once every 3 months, once a month, twice a month, once a month, weekly, every other week, or heck, maybe you self-evaluate daily, and that's okay, but be careful, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. You know, you're going to know what works for you. But remember that the longer between evaluations, the longer between your self-evaluations, the more difficult it will be to be truthful with yourself. And you know what happens when you're not truthful with yourself? well, it becomes more difficult to make continuous change, to stay on track, to stay on course. So kind of, you know, really consider, if you're only doing it once a year, well, at least you're doing it. But let's not pull any punches. More than once a year, really, that should be it. And of course, you know, if you're going to make continuous change, you want something to happen. The first of the year seems to be when far too many people see it as an opportunity to make the change. Now, do not get me wrong for a second. People want change. People will jump at the chance to make change happen. The problem here is, and that's where you heard that little tone in my voice. The problem is when people that finally realize that in order for change, for real change to happen, it's going to involve work. Yep, that nasty four-letter word again, work. It pops up everywhere. And when it comes to putting in the work, that is when the separation starts to happen. The separation of those that are willing to put in the work to make change happen and stick. The separation from those that see that they are not willing to do what it takes to achieve a simple goal of, you know, maybe losing a couple of pounds or exercising a little bit more or reading a little more. It sounds simple enough, but for some, it's just too much. They're not built that way. It happens. That's all right. They'll eventually get it. Hopefully they'll get it before it's too late. But they're eventually going to have to put in the work, whether they choose on their own or the doctor says, hey, you know what? You're going to die if you don't do this. It's just that simple. Then they're going to be forced to put in the work and they're going to hate it every step of the way. But as a current or future leader, you already know that you have to do what it takes. So when it's New Year's resolution time and it comes rolling around once a year, this time of year, it should come as no surprise knowing that instead of making resolutions, it's actually time for self-evaluation because you already have those goals. You already have that mission, that vision. You have that mindset. You just have to come in and self-evaluate. So while we are all taking the time, and everybody is taking the time to make resolutions and set new goals and determining what new missions we want to accomplish, it's also a great time to look back at the past year and see how we've been doing as a leader or how we're growing and how we're progressing and how we're moving through our path and on our path to becoming future leaders. So folks, I say use that time wisely. Well, just know that there is no time limit to self-evaluation, but just do not rush yourself. Don't rush yourself. Then again, do not take too long to self-evaluate. So take your time, but don't take your time, if you know what I mean. If I make myself clear there. Basically, what I'm getting at is just that take your time, but don't take too long because then it'll be time to self-evaluate again. And you got nothing done because you spent all that time self-evaluating. So be careful. Now, the question becomes, when should you and all leaders be self-evaluating? And I know. But this is the new year. And yes, you should self-evaluate, you know, I hate it, but I'm going to say it at least once a year. But you are better than that. And remember, a key component to becoming a successful leader is consistency that is performed constantly. Thus, self-evaluate yourself consistently constant. There we go. But do not overdo it to the point that self-evaluation and your self-evaluating yourself brings you and your forward action, any forward action, to a grinding halt. Basically, what I'm saying is do not micromanage yourself. Do not become a micromanager of your life because you're constantly self-evaluating. Oh, well, I should have wrote this word. I should have turned left when I turned right. I should have gone and filled up the gas tank a little sooner instead of waiting 30 minutes later of driving. No, don't micromanage yourself. Now, speaking of micromanaging, and before I go forward, I want to share a word about micromanaging and micromanagers. And this comes from my good friend, Jay Franzi. Jay's an author, and he's the host of the online show, Franzi and Friends. And folks, if you haven't seen it, visit the show notes. I've got a link to the Franzi and Friends website, and Mondays and Wednesdays, a lot of great stuff. And I was a guest on there not so long ago. Now, Jay shares the following, quote, "Insecurity is the destroyer of any relationship. Managers sometimes have feelings of insecurity that lead to more of a micromanagement style. And the cure for insecurity is knowledge. The more you know about a given subject, the more confident you become. And Jay, spot on with that. So given what Jay just said there, or what I shared with you, I want to add the following. The more you know about yourself, the more confident you become. So again, through self-evaluation, you start to learn about yourself, and you start realizing who you are, and you take inventory of yourself, and you become confident in yourself. But because you're not bogged down constantly self-evaluating and micromanaging and questioning every little thing that needs to be questioned, you become more confident. You start taking that initiative. You start stepping up. You start going forward. So how do you self-evaluate? Well, first of all, you have to know to what level you want to self-evaluate. Now, this varies by the number of times of year you are self-evaluating. So if you self-evaluate, say, once a year, then it's going to be huge. You're going to want to cover everything. But the more you self-evaluate, the finer-tuned or niched-oriented your self-evaluation is, which is okay. Then, like I said, the opposite applies when you self-evaluate less times a year. Then, so you determine what works for you. And, you know, sometimes maybe you want to do it once a week and you say, nah, that's too much. Maybe twice a month. Okay, that might work. Once a month. And you get into a groove and you start figuring out. But really, truthfully, you should be doing it more than one time a year. That's just where I stand. So you set a time to self-evaluate. You stick to it. Put it in the calendar. Mark it down. No matter what, you're going to stick to it. You block it out as busy time on your calendar. Nothing is going to stop that. And you fight tooth and nail to stick to that time. Next, the next step is probably the easiest for any authentic leader, and that is to ask honest questions and answer yourself honestly. Be honest in your answers. Be brutally honest. Pull no punches and just be honest. Now, I'm not saying be brutally honest in the sense of you're not going to be blaming other people for your shortcomings. You're not going to blame other people because you turned left. Now, obviously, if the road construction is going on, you can only go left. Well, then there's no way you could have turned right when you turned left. You see what I mean? So you have no problem there. But don't find others to blame. That's not really what this is all about. Because by being honest, you're going to find the answers that, well, are going to be the truth. They're going to be the honest truth, the brutal truth. And sadly, those kinds of answers that you respond to yourself in your self-evaluation are going to be the kind of answers that's going to make an inauthentic leader squirm. It's the kind of answers that are going to scare anybody that has a manager mindset. You know, any manager that is half-assing the process, that they believe, oh, well, I lead because I'm just a manager. Well, it doesn't work that way. Remember, folks, it's where I stand. Any leader can be a manager, but not every manager can be a leader. So again, if they're half-assing the process because they believe, oh, well, I have this degree, I have this level of education, therefore, by default, I'm a leader. No. That's bad manager thinking. That's half-assing the process. However, for you, current and future leaders, the truth, the honesty, the authenticity is what will set you head and shoulders above those individuals. Those individuals that refuse to put in the work to becoming better individuals, better human beings, and of course, they refuse to put in the work to become great leaders. You're putting in the work, you're going to become a great leader. So that's where the separation is. And folks, if you need some help with the questions, what kind of questions you should be asking, I ask that you visit my website for the show notes on this podcast, DaveGuerra.com, WL Podcast, Walking Leader Podcast, WL Podcast / episodes. The link's in the show notes. It's going to be there. It's also on the homepage at DaveGuerra.com. Click there. It'll take you to the page. I'll have a downloadable PDF document with some questions to ask yourself. And again, these are only going to work if you're honest with yourself. If you honestly answer and you work towards, well, being better because of those answers. And you start identifying where you're falling short, where you're exceeding, and what you can do to kind of shift that around. What actions can you take to move forward and to become better if you answer that no? If the answer is no, what's the negative answer? How do you turn that negative into a positive? So visit again, DaveGarrett.com. Front page, I'll have the link to the webs, to the podcast. Go to this episode and you will see the downloadable content. Now, when it comes to self-evaluation, self-leadership, and again, they go hand in hand, they work together. You have to build the time. You have to create the authentic need to have a solid process of looking at yourself. And that process to looking at yourself is in order to assess what's important, what's going on, where you are, where you're going, where you're heading, and make those adjustments. See, it's one of the motives to self-verification and self-enhancement and, of course, self-leadership. And that is self-evaluation, and you must do it as a leader. You have no choice. And you see it, you're doing it, you're experiencing it, you're doing it on a regular, consistent basis. Those that follow you are also going to make themselves better because they see you, what you're doing to make yourself better. They want to emulate your success, and they start self-evaluating themselves, and then they start becoming better at what they do and at who they are. So make the time. Ask yourself the genuine questions. Answer yourself truthfully. Don't pull any punches. Answer yourself truthfully. And take the answers and decide on a course of action. And then guess what? You got to take that action. Then set up the next scheduled self-evaluation and repeat the process all over again. But do this more than once a year, folks. Trust me, it'll get better. You'll start feeling better. You'll start seeing yourself in a better place. And when you get there, guess what? People see that and they want to follow somebody like that. They want to follow you. We have reached the end of this episode of episode 229, and I invite your feedback on this episode and any past episode. Let me know what you think. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, email me, dave@davegarra.com, or tweet me on Twitter @DaveGarra, or you can leave me a voicemail message. That's right, you can leave me a voicemail message at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060, and again, leave a message. You've been listening to the Walking Leader podcast with me, David Garra, United States Army veteran, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I invite you to come back next time where we continue taking the steps on our Walking Leader journey to becoming great leaders, better followers, greater leaders. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the Walking Leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Garra presentation.